So in terms of a code of practice on arsenic in rice, arsenic is a plant which has a very peculiar character of concentrating itself in heavy metals in the soil. So it's a plant physiology, and as long as there is arsenic or cadmium in the water, it tends to accumulate in rice and consumers' food. So it is very important that farmers try to prevent that rice absorb arsenic during the crop production. And of course, not all people eat rice in an equal way around the world. So we have to set a maximum limits for arsenic in rice so that even the population that are eating a large quantity of rice is protected.
Yeah, I don't want to know how arsenic gets tangled up in rice production, but I'm glad that somebody is on the case with it. Do you have an idea of how many millions of people might be affected by this potential health threat?
Oh, of course. I mean, many people in Asia eat rice, and many people in Africa or also in Latin America eat rice, a large quantity of rice. So it is very important to control the amount of arsenic in rice. But, you know, setting the limit is one thing, and that's what the Codex did last year. We set a maximum limits for arsenic in rice. But it means that if we don't give a tool to farmers to reduce the amount of arsenic in rice, we would end up simply throwing away all the tons and tons of rice that contains above the level of the limits decided by the Codex. So the code of practice we are adopting this year goes hand in hand with the maximum limits of arsenic in rice we adopted last year.
Last question to you. I see that you've just mentioned the introduction of the code of practice for the prevention of arsenic contamination in rice. You're also looking at the latest scientific developments in terms of genome sequencing. And I'm just wondering, you know, that is about to explode in terms of the advances that are being made in genome sequencing. How far or how fast is the Codex keeping up with scientific change?
Well, of course, Codex is supported by FAO and WHO as the parent organizations, and we keep an eye on the recent developments of science. So today we are integrating whole genome sequences into our toolbox to do foodborne outbreak investigation, so we can really pinpoint the source of contamination of any foodborne outbreaks, and we have a very strong tools. And also we can use the same technology in tracing the food from source to the final consumption. And probably tomorrow we will have to face with genome editing as a new mechanism of developing new food crops or food food animals. So you name it. So we keep an eye on the science that develops, and we try to integrate the recent outcomes of the science and research and the development into the work of Codex.